right, bro, we're back. Episode 12. How was your fourth? You have a good fourth?
Great fourth. Just chilled with the fam. Great fourth.
Did you hammer Joey Chestnut over 73.5 hot dogs?
You know, that might be one of my favorite events of the year. I could watch the hot dog game. I don't know why. You already know Joey Chestnut's going to win, but you got to watch it. It's just like, you're not American if you don't watch the hot dog contest. But am I wrong?
But this year was different because Dodgers are going at the same time. So it was like, I had to go switch back and forth. But
that early game in the Washington Nationals that they do. But I will flip them back and forth. But I mean, the hot dog contest lasts 10 minutes. And I don't know if you noticed, but like ESPN completely fucked up.
Oh, they botched
coverage,
it, dude. Of course.
I want my money back.
Leave it to ESPN. It's a dying company now, any day.
Especially with the whole Rachel Nichols, Marie Taylor thing. Well, drama going on right now. That's not good for ESPN.
It's woke. It's all about the wokeness.
Oh, the woke will eat the woke. I mean, that's what it is.
Yep. So Joey, I should have fucking hammered that that morning, but good for him. Wasn't one guy talking shit and just someone by like 30 hot dogs?
I think it's all hype. It's for views, dude. They know Chestnut. They know nobody has a chance of beating Chestnut. I mean, the guy's a beast. The guy's.
You ever wonder what that guy's day-to-day life is, or his training is? Would you ever wonder what's that guy do when he's not doing it?
I'm very curious. I'm very interested to know. I want to know what like he eats on a regular basis. Do you think like he just, I mean, he does competitive eating things year round.
Yeah.
Do you think in between competitive eating events, he just like eats nothing but like salads or something? Like, I want to know what his diet is. Do you think?
I don't know. Do you wonder what happened? I want to know what happens after he eats the 76 hot dogs.
I've always thought about that, but then I really don't want to know, to be honest.
Well, like, true. We don't need to see. I just want to know probably a nap and the toilet just for the whole.
I know. Are you like just kind of like in pain for like the next couple of days? I mean, that's what I'm curious about.
Oh, after a couple hot dogs, I'm in pain. So 76, but he's also, he trains for it. So. All right, anyway, so speaking of Dodgers.
He has to go throw up, right? But
oh, yeah, whatever. Good for him. He's a legend. Is he top 10 athlete of all time?
Dude, he's in his peak, dude. He is in his prime. And you know what I'm saying? Okay, he wins 10 grand off that event.
Okay.
I'm sure he does enough events of the year. I guarantee you he probably makes more money than the average person. He probably makes a shit ton of money winning these events.
What about advertisements? He actually doesn't do much. I don't see him on any commercials, really.
I think he has a couple of sponsors, I want to say. I've seen him out there a couple of times. But you figure, you know, 10,000 for that event, 5,000 here, 6,000 there. It's like if he does one a month, I mean, he's making decent living.
That's true. Good for him. Speaking of Dodgers, we're going on at the same time. They were coming off 9 in a row, swept Washington. Thank God. I hate the Nationals after 2 years ago. And then, now we're struggling with Donnie Baseball and the Marlins. Dude, what the hell?
I know, man. I don't know. It's like, and I think that's what's been very frustrating this season so far. It's like we go on this run, we gain all this ground in the West, and then here are the Marlins, and we just give it right back.
Not that the Marlins are awful as they were. They have good pitching, but it's like, dude,
they won the playoff series last year. I mean, they were there last year in the playoffs.
But it's just like, God damn it, dude.
And obviously it doesn't help. We were talking about Kershaw now to the IL, but we've talked about this. Kershaw every year needs an IL stint.
Yeah.
Do you remember was it only the past few years Kershaw's been great in the postseason? Well, decent in the postseason.
Yeah.
I won't say great. He's been decent in the postseason and he has that opportunity in the postseason where he looks like he could be better. Yeah, it's only because he starts going on the disabled list.
Dude, it's kind of like, let's just call it load management.
That's a great point. He's due for a stint every single season on the IL.
He figures I'll do it now and then All-Star break, too. He'll have a nice, and it'll be good.
Is expected. It just hurts right now because I think we need to keep pace. We need to keep pace with San Francisco.
See, that's the thing. Usually it's okay to like lose some games because we didn't know the division was going to be this good. We knew Padres would be there, but San Francisco's there.
Yeah.
So
San Francisco, man, I didn't think they were for real 2 months ago, but hey, man,
now, they, but if you're still around, they're still around that good at the All-Star break, that they're for real for sure.
those are still the three best teams in the National League. So, I mean, it's going to be a three-horse race. I really don't want to play the play-in playoff game. I really don't want to play that one game.
We talked about, and
I don't like it.
So we have to definitely keep pace. But now we don't know if we lost Kershaw. Obviously, the Bauer situation is horrible. Yeah. It looks like we'll lose him for the year, and we already lost May.
Yeah. I think Bauer's done. I think we're gonna have to make some kind of big move at the trade deadline. I don't know. It's just the inconsistency is frustrating right now. The inconsistency is killing us right now.
We have the best ERA in baseball, though, right? I think I read that. Okay, but we just, so inconsistency is still what we talked about every podcast is our bats.
Yeah, McKinstry just had a big game-time home run. Yeah. Let's see, Marlins took the lead in the top in the bottom of the eighth. McKinstry came up in the top of the ninth and had a solo shot to tie it. So
love that guy.
Extra baseball right now.
I don't know, man. Seager's coming back after the All-Star break, right? I was reading that.
Yeah,
that's huge. And
we are final in Tampa. Tampa Bay, your 2021 Stanley Cup champions.
Props to Dickie V.
Back to back.
Damn, when's the last time that happened? Anyone know?
I'm going to guess. If I had to guess, I'm going to say the Red Wings in the 90s. I could be wrong. I'm going to say Red Wings in the 90s went back to back. I don't know if it's happened since then.
Well, either way, I'm happy
back to back.
Because you saw the mayor said, like, you know, I don't care if they lose to Montreal since the freaking, I guess Canada's still fucking COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're still super locked down.
Yeah, they're super locked down. So they didn't let the family go. So we should have hammered Montreal because, like, dude, Tampa wants to win in front with their family.
Yep. And you saw that what the mayor said, like, oh, let's just lose.
And now everyone's giving her shit. It's like, whatever. Now it doesn't
matter. It worked. They won it.
Good for them.
Back to back. It's not easy to do in hockey, man. The people say the Stanley Cup is the hardest championship to win. So to do it back to back.
And then freaking Bucks, dude. So Tampa's the, what do they call it? What do they call when the sports teams win every sports team wins? And
I don't know. It's like a little trifecta, all three of the teams.
I don't know. Either way. But it's
not Rays. We're looking at you, Rays.
Oh, God. No. It's got to be Dodgers, Rays.
I don't know. I mean, the Rays keep on winning too, man. That's the thing about the Rays. The Rays are always – you can never count the Rays. The Rays are always there. The Rays are like the American League version of the St. Louis Cardinals. They're just always there.
Ever since the Joe Maddon days, he changed that whole organization around, and they stuck the same way.
Everybody wants to talk Yankees. The Yankees cannot beat the Rays.
I know
they can't beat the Rays. It's crazy.
Oh, actually, but we need to talk about is – we don't have to talk about it because we're West Coast all the day, but damn, fucking Red Sox are good, dude.
That's another team, dude. They're just like up and down every year. That's another inconsistent franchise lately.
Congrats to CT3, Muncy, and Mookie, All-Stars.
Yep.
But we do have the best ERA, like we just said. How do we not have one pitcher in the All-Star game?
Well, I think Kershaw would have been there, if maybe not. I mean, he didn't get voted in, but
Kenley, anything? We got to talk about some snubs.
I honestly think for sure Bauer would have been there if not for the situation that he finds himself in right now. Bauer's stats in the overall league, I think, are pretty insane. I'm pulling up right now because I saw something. He's third in the entire league with strikeouts. He's got 137. That's all-star numbers. He is first in the entire league with quality starts at 14. That's all-star numbers right there. I mean, he would have been an all-star for sure.
What about Turner? They're saying Turner got robbed.
There's so many good third basemen right now, I think, is the problem. I mean, the third base is a very highly contested.
True, but he has better stats than Arenado. Dude, did you see Mookie's interview? He's kind of surprised he made it because he's not playing to his standards. And we've talked about that. But he's that well respected by his peers. Or like, dude, he's because that's who votes. Yeah, that's who votes them in, right? The players, the alternates.
Yeah. Okay. We have talked about his stats being down this year, but I mean, I don't know. At the end of the day, he's still Mookie. I mean, you got to remember his down year is better than most other guys in the league.
I agree. And I'm fine with him making it. He was just the one that's saying, like, dude, I haven't even played well this year.
I got to talk about one guy, though, man. I got to talk about this because this is one of those things where I'm not going to let it live. I'm not going to let anybody live this one down because I remember having conversations at least like 5 or 6 years ago. I had some with my roommate. I had some with McGinley. I brought up the name of Ohtani and everybody was like, nah, he's not going to make it here in Major League Baseball. He's not going to play two ways. And I said, dude, this guy is going to go to the American League and he's going to be a name that you're going to remember.
Did you say he's going to be the next Ichiro?
He's on fire, dude. He's on fire.
32 home runs, the most since I read the stat today, since Chris Davis, since like 2013 or whatever.
Yeah, and he broke the record of Matsui. So he already has the most home runs of a Japanese-born player.
I actually read Matsui shouted him out and said, this guy is fucking legend. He can not only he can hit, he can pitch. And
it's not even All-Star break. He's got 32. He can get to 35 by All-Star game.
Yeah. You know what the biggest bummer is? He's on the wrong LA team. But, dude, wouldn't you love to see that guy in New York, dude? Dude, he's on the Angels. We're wasting Trout and Otani's career. No, I know Otani will eventually be.
He will be. That's what I'm saying. He probably will be eventually, knowing the Yankees. But, I mean, I don't know, man. The guy, I got to tip my cap to him. Tip my cap to Otani, dude. I mean,
Angels have arguably the top five players in the league. And
he is a freak.
He's must watch. It's unbelievable.
If you can pitch and if you can play both sides of the ball, dude, in this day and age where guys like don't like, you know how pitchers are finicky. I don't want to hit. Like, I just want to focus on this. It's like, it's old school baseball. It's like, just show up and play every position. Yeah, just do whatever you have to do. And this guy excels at both. I mean, can he play wide receiver? What else can he do?
I'm jealous of the Angels, dude. They get those guys, but we're still the better team, so it's okay.
Yeah. They still probably aren't going to make playoffs.
What else we got? Another stat I read about the Dodgers. This will change definitely in the second half. It has to, which is crazy. Dude, they're 1-8 in extra innings this year, and they've lost 16 games by one run. And we still have that amazing record. So that's got to change in the second half, right?
I did see that stat that last year and the year before, we were just winning every single one-run game, and this year we're losing every single one-run game. And I mean,
it's got to turn around, right?
Hard to win a World Series if you don't win one-run games. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true.
You need those are the games you need. I mean, you don't want to lose one-run game in the playoffs.
So are we still 6-6? What's the score?
We're still 6-6. Bottom nine, two outs. Okay. Marlins got runners on first and second.
Even if we lose the next two, hopefully we don't lose tomorrow morning. We're going to sweep the Diamondbacks, and then we'll go into the All-Star break with some momentum, right? Because we play the Diamondbacks at home this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That will help.
Yeah, we need a break too. We need a break. We need to get a couple guys healthy. So this break will help.
See, get a couple guys
healthy. Yep. Oh.
What happened?
No.
Ball game?
No, 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 no.
Ball game?
Three-run home run walk-off.
Okay.
Aguilar.
Okay. Oh, former Brewer. Screw that guy. God
damn. Jesus Aguilar, three-run. Oh, wait a minute. Don't tell me that was an 0-2 pitch also. That might have been an I missed the count, but it might have been an 0-2 fastball, a little pitching? High in the zone. Oh, dude, how do we get on?
Who's pitching, Bickford or Kenley?
No, Kenley already had pitched. I'm just still in shock, dude. Aguilar it was a no doubter too. He crushed that ball.
Well, you win 9, lose 3. Let's win tomorrow and then sweep Arizona. We'll still have momentum.
Wow. That one hurts.
That's what we said about baseball. It's fine. It's 162 games.
Peaks and valleys sometimes, you know. You sweep the Nationals, you get swept by the Marlins. It's fucking baseball, man.
All right, I'm done with talking baseball now. Dude, we got a lot to talk about. Now let's go back to one of your other favorite teams. Dude, can we talk Euros? Dude, Euros.
Dude, we can do a whole entire podcast just on Euros.
I'm not even – dude, soccer, I love soccer now.
Maybe are you on the bandwagon? Are you sipping the Kool-Aid, dude? Are you sipping the Kool-Aid watching
these
games?
Maybe because it was during the middle of the week and I loved the action, and it's just like – I mean, some of these games are amazing. I still don't like the Flyers. We talked about that. But, we need to talk about – what's his name? How do you say his name? Your boy?
Immobile?
Yeah, when he's down and they got back up.
Where he's laying down and pops back up.
You agree that's bullshit a little bit, right?
Yeah, they all do it, though. I mean, that's the thing. If they all do it.
Yeah, I'm all in on soccer. Dude, this
I feel like in NBA we call out the guys that flop or
we do,
especially in like NFL. You see sometimes, very rarely now, but they're starting to happen more, where like a player, they need to make a defensive substitution, so he'll just lay on the ground and be completely fine. True. It's the same thing. I mean, just soccer, everybody does it. That's only
bro, gives the game's, it a bad name. I'm sad there's only one game left. I'm freaking sad. Oh no, they do a third place game too?
No more third place game. They got rid of it a few years ago.
But. Which is fine. It's kind of boring anyways, because all right, the stage is yours, bro. Talk to me, dude.
I don't know what to say. I've been getting a lot of texts from a buddy of mine, Buttress Butters, out in North Carolina. He's talking shit already. The shit talk has already started from him because he's pulling England.
Okay.
You know, if you want my honest opinion, I think England is a small. They opened as a small favorite. I think +150. Italy's +180. So, I mean, they're saying this game's going to be tight. The over-under for the game is 1.5. So, it's not even 2.5. So, they're saying that. I mean, they're saying somebody wins this thing 1-0 maybe.
That means they're telling you the – okay.
Dude, I don't know.
No, I don't even need to bet this guy. I'm just going to be there with you. We're going to be drinking. We'll be watching.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be at over-under. Anybody out there wants to meet us, we're going to be at over-under. We're going to get there early. I mean, that's where we've had the luck. We've, you know, we keep on going over under. We keep on getting lucky. We keep on having good luck there. So my biggest thing, if I had to handicap this game in a whole, I think home field advantage in soccer doesn't always mean a lot.
Is this what they mean when it's coming home? That's what their whole thing's been, coming home because they're playing. Okay.
Well, no, a little quick backstory on that is that like England – wants to claim that they invented the game of football, soccer. They would claim that they want to invent that game. So they say like, oh, it's coming home, the place where it was invented. Okay. Now, granted, the Denmark team were talking shit in the press conference saying, well, has it ever been home? Like, what if they
that
won?
One dude, I was, yeah, okay, yeah, that was funny.
And England's only claim to fame right now is that they've won the 1966 or 68 World Cup. It was on their home soil, the only World Cup that ever took place in England. They happened to win, and they won. It's still to this day highly controversially contested if the ball actually crossed the line in one of their games for them to even win, because there was no replay back
then. There was no VAR, so, even though
people still claim, like, dude, you didn't win the World Cup. You were gifted it on your home soil.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now they're back on their home soil. You just knew that FIFA and UEFA were going to make them get into the final here in Wembley in London. So
yeah, what'd you think of that penalty?
He stuck his leg out.
Yeah.
He stuck his leg out. I didn't see a ton of contact, but he stuck his leg out.
Stuck his leg out and didn't hit the ball, right?
You fall to the ground. I mean, that's what you're trained to do in soccer. You stick, if you're in the box, somebody sticks their leg out in front of you.
You that's something that worked. You've seen that before numerous times, right? So you can't.
Oh yeah. But more importantly is, I still think in today's game versus Denmark, England did not look good. I didn't think they looked good at all. I think Harry Kane still with a little bitch of a penalty shot.
That was a horrible shot, dude.
Rather be lucky than good. The ball just came right back to him. And then the other goal was an own goal on Simon Kjær. To love, because he plays for AC Milan.
Okay.
But you know, rather be lucky than good. I mean, that's how they've gotten here. I still stand behind Italy. I still think Italy is the better team, even though we have that huge injury to Spinazzola on defense. I think Italy's the better team. I think if they can control the pace of the game, which I think they will, I think real quick, I think the way Spain sets up and the way Spain plays didn't sit well with Italy. And we knew that. We knew Spain's type of play was going to be difficult for Italy.
Mm-hmm.
England doesn't play that way. I think the way England plays, they can't just flip a switch overnight either, even though they have a few days. They're not going to be able to change their whole entire style. Yeah. That's just the Spanish style. It gave Italy fits. England is not going to play like that. I think England's going to play more closer to what Italy likes. And I think Italy controls the game. But we'll see what happens, man. They got to play the game for a reason.
I can't wait. Let's go, Italy, dude. I'm all on board.
I'm already having a panic attack thinking about
it. I'm sure you are. I'm just sad that the Euros is going to be over after this. What the hell? I'm sad.
And you know what's crazy? I don't want to spend too much time on soccer, but we've also forgotten there's actually the same thing that's happening in Europe right now. Is also taking place in South America.
Oh, I was going to bring that up, dude.
Copa America.
Neymar, Messi on Saturday.
Messi in the final. So that's the great thing. We actually have two finals of powerhouses, four powerhouses in the world all playing on a final on Saturday and a final on Sunday. Brazil, Argentina on Saturday.
Who is wins that? Be an
insane game.
Insane, right?
Messi again, never. Brazil's the home team.
Messi never wins a big game. Or not.
Brazil's his the home team, and Messi is trophyless with Argentina. I mean, if it's now or never. Let's put it this way: it is now or never for Messi. If you do not win this game, you go. I don't think he's going to play the next World Cup personally. I mean, he might. Actually, I shouldn't say that. He might, but I don't think the team's going to be as good. Dude. It's now or never for Messi.
So we're pulling for Messi. If you want to
win
a trophy, right?
It's now. Yeah,
we're pulling for. I want him to win.
Yeah, because some guys I used to work with, some people I work with, they're big Messi fans, Argentina's fans. So I'm going to pull for them, and I'd like to see Messi win one. And I can't stand Neymar, so it just works out that way.
Yeah, no one likes Neymar, right?
Talk about, you want to talk about flopping? You look at floppy in the dictionary. Oh,
you're right. Yeah, you're right. I'll give
you that. You want to talk flopping? It's Neymar.
Oh, man. But so we got those.
Okay, going to be two great games. Everybody tune in.
Soccer is back. Soccer is back. So should we talk about LAFC? No, I'm just kidding. No more soccer. No more soccer. Let's get to
what's we got? Well,
speaking of England, dude, my boy Federer lost. What the fuck,
man? Yeah, that was a surprise.
I think the Wimbledon's I'm not going to watch anymore. I'm not going to watch Djokovic win another freaking title. Are you going to watch? Goff's out. Serena's out.
I might just watch the final and just have it on. I mean, it's something to watch, I guess. But I don't know.
Dude, he lost.
I think
straight
Djokovic
sets.
Should win easily.
He's going to win easily now. Poor Federer. I mean, you can't feel too bad for the guy. The guy is still a legend. Even what else does he have to prove? Nothing, right?
Yeah. I thought it was classy. They gave him a Stanley No there. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, there needs to be some young, fresh faces in men's tennis. It's some of these guys are getting up there that there's nobody to pass the baton to right now, I feel like.
And then on the women's side, who's left? Stevens is out. Goff's out, right? Serena,
yeah,
they're all out.
I mean, I think Goff even got knocked out of the doubles, too.
Oh. All right, like, I'll watch it, but it's still going to be on early morning. It's going to be Djokovic against who?
That's what I'm trying to think. I'm looking at the bracket right now. Who's left?
I guess the guy that beat Federer today, that kid, not bad.
Yeah, if you want to talk about momentum, he's clearly got it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sabalenka's still left on the women's side.
Okay,
I mean she's got to be the favorite at this point. But Barty, number one ranked in the world, she's still alive too. So
she's
it could
good.
Be a number one versus number two. It could be a Barty versus a Sabalenka.
I won't say I won't watch. I like the whole atmosphere of the Wimbledon. Just how everyone's so classy and they respect
the all whites and you know the grass,
the just
tea time with their pinky out and the queen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just hopefully they don't win a World Cup or a Euro. Yeah. let's see. We got Djokovic versus Shapovalov.
He's gonna cruise to the finals, dude. Come on.
We got an Italian in the other semifinal. Maybe it could be an all Italy day. The finals on 7-11 Sunday. So it could be an Italy Euro and an Italian Wimbledon. Who knows?
Okay.
Both in London. Both all like right. 10 miles apart from each other.
All right. Let's go.
Or actually, sorry. You know what? It's London. So I'm going to say about 13, 14, 15 kilometers away from each other.
Either way, it's going to be Italy day. Okay. Let's go. All right, so tennis, soccer, we're plowing along here. What else we got? What else is going on?
We got NBA, dude. Bucks.
Game one, what'd you think? The home team's always supposed to win game one.
I think it played out exactly how everybody thought it was gonna play out, in my mind. In my opinion,
we did say I'm kind of also the guy like, hey, too much rest. You're kind of going to be rusty. And then they're coming off a huge win. So maybe. Yeah, the Bucks.
Same thing. I'm under the I think the same exact way.
Giannis looked great, man. I thought that knee injury looked horrible, but he looked better than I thought. I mean, as the game went on, he didn't look as great. But if you're a Bucks fan, as long as you split one. I mean, everyone's going to overreact to one game. If you win tomorrow, you're back in it.
You got to win Thursday, I think. You got to keep it close. You can't let the Suns get a 2-0 lead tonight. What would we say? The Suns, I think, were a 5.5. They're a 5.5 point favorite for Thursday night.
Dude, if Chris Paul's score, I mean, obviously we know he's going to be a facilitator and do his deep, but if he's scoring like this, what do you drop, 30 again?
I mean, I didn't think he was going to have another big game like that.
He's playing wrong. Like this, the Suns are unstoppable because, you know, Ayton's going to get his, Booker's going to get, if Chris Paul's hitting shots like this, I mean, and can Drew Holiday, the only reason, the way the Bucks have a chance is Drew Holiday steps up, because, you know, Middleton will do his thing, Giannis will, but I thought Drew Holiday was like a top five defender. You need to guard yeah. CP3. What?
Oh yeah, you gotta put a body on him, because you can't. I mean, I think if you put enough pressure on CP3, he's gonna crack. I don't think he can put up points like he does if you put a body on him. Smart fouling. You gotta foul him in the right situations. I don't know. I think
we'll see the adjustments more tomorrow. We'll see adjustments. I think CP3 there's too much
soft.
I still think there's too much PJ Tucker, Brooke Lopez sightings for Bucks, dude. I don't know.
For an NBA Finals, too. I mean, did you ever think you were going to say those names in an NBA Finals? Like, come on.
Bobby Portis? He's actually played all right. But I just, like, I don't know. Ayton, Booker, and Paul, it looks like it's the summer of CP3. He deserves one, right?
You keep saying that. I mean, I know you don't think you got a soft spot for him.
I don't have a soft. I just think he's been around so long and he's been an amazing point guard.
He's gonna get his. You know, if that's your logic, then you know what? I'm really bummed that like Barkley didn't get one. Karl Malone should have got one. Stockton should have. I mean,
well, there you go. See, we'll see. Dude, Bucks could win tomorrow, and then it goes back. Then all the momentum switch back. So it's hard to say after one game. But Suns should have done what they – yeah, they had a good game.
And we've been saying these NBA playoffs have been so unpredictable, dude. So unpredictable. Like, everything we've predicted so far, we've been wrong pretty much about everything in the NBA playoffs. I mean,
I know.
So who knows? This thing's far from over. For all we know, it could go 7.
I think – who knows? What other sport? You didn't watch the match?
I missed the match. All I know is I know our boy Bryson came in on a chopper. So he's a strong flex right there to Koepka. He's coming in on a chopper.
He's a total douche, bro. He ran out of jokes by like the third hole. Phil.
I'm surprised he lasted to the third hole.
Phil is a total legend. He keeps the match alive. That's why they use him in every match, because that guy is he's just the GOAT. And why does everyone hate Brady? He's like the most likable guy out there, always. Why is it? Because he went.
Because he's too good. He's too good at everything. That's why people. You know what? People hate the guys that are so good. The guys that they know they can't beat. They can never be as good as them. People like to hate on that. You know.
And then Rodgers, they obviously didn't give any answers, but he said, "Are you going to be there for Week 1 against the Saints?" He says, "We'll see." We keep talking about Rodgers.
I know. I think we've mentioned the word Rodgers in like every single cast so far. Honestly, like I said, if it hasn't happened yet, I don't think he's going to go anywhere. Yeah. I think he's going to be there, and we'll see what happens. I don't know if he's going to be fully happy. I don't know if he's going to be fully committed. And if that's the case, I'm almost wondering, because what are they? I think I want to say they are the Packers are over under 10.5 wins. I think if Rodgers goes back, I don't know, man.
Remember, it's 17 games this year, so.
Oh, that's right, Fox.
So, a 10.5, so we'll go 11-6. I could see that with Rodgers, right?
But picture it's a very tight, close game in the fourth quarter against the Saints. Is it the same Rodgers that would have been there a couple of years ago that's going to, like, dig down and win this game, or is it going to be, like, mailing in?
Dude, NFL's season's going to be – dude, and it's not even Breeze. It's going to be who, Winston or –
Fox, right? Crab legs or what's the other guy? Tight end.
Yeah, the mat. So the mat. Did you watch any of the other matches before? What are your thoughts on the match? It was kind of entertaining, but it's kind of like, don't put it up against the NBA. I knew they didn't know that going in because it was playing like a month ago. But it's also like, it's when the NBA Finals started, I was like, okay, we'll go over to watch.
I like the concept. I think they need to start getting. I think they need to start doing this as like kind of like a like. Cage match. I think they need to start putting bigger rivals in this thing where you get two people that really don't like each other.
I know, because Rogers and Brady are like our best friends, and Bryson and Phil, they don't
exactly let them talk shit. Let them. I mean, we've been saying it. We want a Bryson versus Koepka in this thing. I don't think it's going to happen, but I don't know, because you remember when this whole thing started? It was the Tiger versus Phil thing after Thanksgiving, what, like 2-3 years ago. Yeah. And then there was the whole debacle with pay-per-view. It, like, everybody got fucked and got screwed on their money, because they ended up being free and people paid for it.
And they're not a rival either. We thought they didn't like it, but they're best friends too. So it's not really, it was cool, but it wasn't.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd rather see, I think it needs to be changed a little bit. Okay. We've seen Brady. We've seen Peyton. We've seen, I mean, you're right. Phil makes it interesting, because Phil's just a fucking legend. He just goes out there and does not give a fuck. Just beer me and let me swing, like rip it and rip it.
Hellacious seeds, right? Whatever he
his
says.
Fucking his calves, bro. His calves are on point. Yeah, dude, he's awesome. I love that guy. I've always loved him. Yeah. But I want to see some, like, some bigger rivalries. I want to see, like, a couple people out there just talking shit. I don't know. Maybe change it up. Maybe, you know, it'd be great. Like put a Barkley and a Shaq in one of them.
True. But they also, going back to what you said, I want, like, actual, like, people that hate each other.
Yeah.
Do Rachel Nichols and
Taylor ESPN hate
each other? Do they hate each other now? Would that be a good match?
Well, Rachel Nichols is not allowed to hate her. Like, she can't.
She didn't say anything wrong. All people are on her side, both sides. I think both sides is fine, but
I mean, not to get too crazy into this thing, but like, I actually don't think she said anything wrong whatsoever. But I can't. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe I should say, like, she's completely in the wrong here. Otherwise, then we're going to get canceled. But I don't think she said anything wrong whatsoever.
She's just saying what ESPN's been doing, and that's not.
And then I think she tried too hard in to kind of cover it up with her pandering a little bit. And I think it's a little her. I don't know if you saw the video of her apology that she did on TV, on live TV on The Jump. It was a joke. I mean, it was one of those typical forced apologies in this today's society. It was, it's
wrong too, because she's also said, I'm all for the diversity, but as long as it doesn't take my job.
Exactly.
So that's bad on her part. That's, I mean, dude, it's like, what the heck?
Okay.
I mean,
is it bad on her part, or are a lot of people thinking that and just not going to say it? It's bad on her part. It's bad on her part for saying it. This is the problem we've been talking about. And I'm not going to get too crazy in this, but like, everybody wants to be woke on the surface.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to do what is going to get them promoted and what's what they ESPN, think is the right thing. ESPN. Exactly. But I guarantee, you know what? I guarantee there's somebody else at ESPN. I guarantee you there's a lot of people at ESPN that probably think exactly the same way as her. Yeah. Hire all these diversity people, but just please don't touch my job.
But going back,
you do, like,
and this is what we, it should be based on merit. And I agree. Rachel Nichols has been around. She has a point. Why should she get her job taken away because of race? It's also be based on merit. No matter whoever is the best, right?
And she's been doing MBA for how long now? She's been doing MBA. So I think she started at ESPN. I know. And then she jumped over to what, TNT, well, TBS,
and that's what you're supposed to, there. And that's how she's supposed to be confident. But I mean, you can't be one way and then say that. I don't know. It's a whole mess, but.
And I give credit to Maria Taylor too. I was never the biggest Maria Taylor fan. I think when she came into ESPN, she had very big shoes to fill on college game day in the morning. She took over for what's her name, Samantha Ponder, who also had big shoes to fill to taking over from, was it Aaron Andrews, I think, way back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, she's done an amazing job on, and she's done NBA, she's done it all.
Yeah,
but yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's a sticky situation. I'd hate to see, this is the last time we're going to hear of a situation like this at some kind of ESPN company like this, but it's not. It's going to happen again. It's going to happen somewhere else. And I don't know. I feel bad for Rachel Nichols. I think she's getting the shaft here. But ESPN, I mean, I don't know. ESPN, what are you doing over there? What are you doing over there? This isn't an isolated incident. ESPN has lost how much talent in the past two decades. How much of their talent has walked out the door or left, gone to Fox, gone to NBC, gone to all these other organizations, and then they come back and talk shit on ESPN.
I know.
So clearly there's like a cultural problem in their makeup there, at their DNA at ESPN.
All they have left is SVP, Stephen A. Smith, Wilbon, and Kornheiser, right? And I guess Reality has a good show, but
love Reality. I got Woody Page is still around, but I mean, I don't know. It's
a whole different subject, but I just thought that's crazy what happened.
It just depends on what side of the coin you're on with that, and you can make an argument either way. But it's not gonna be the last of it. That's the thing.
Nope.
All right, ESPN, so figure shit out.
The worldwide leader, bro.
I mean, I think they're very lucky also that the fact that Disney owns them, because I think if they didn't have that Disney dollar sign behind them helping them out, I honestly think they'd fold on themselves. They're their own worst enemy. But it's hard to fail when you got Disney behind you.
That's true. But Disney, I don't know. Is that enough sports? Anything else we missed?
You know,
oh, how's the Dodgers? Oh, Dodgers. Oh yeah, they lost 9-6. Walk off. Okay, okay. Oh, McGregor. Not. Are you guys UFC? It's the third fight. I could care less, but he is kind of must see TV, right?
A lot of people are hyping this fight up. I didn't think much of it. I'm probably gonna watch it, and I don't know.
I'm not gonna buy the fight. I gotta go somewhere where it's on, or I don't know.
I don't. He's the underdog, correct? If I'm not mistaken,
I believe so. It's their third fight. What, he won the first one, and then
it's their third one. Here, I'm pulling it up right now. I actually think he loses this. I like Poirier better. I just think he's better conditioned. So yeah, he's actually McGregor's a plus 105, Dustin's a minus 135, so they're saying he's the favorite.
So who do you think
they're saying over under 1.5 rounds? Well, it's a three round fight, right?
You thought it was a 5-1.
I thought it was a 5, and that's why I was saying 1.5's like, what the hell? This thing's gonna knock out, but it's a 3-round fight. Okay, so yeah, 1.5 is the over under. That makes sense now. I don't know. I like Poirier. I think he takes it in this one. I think McGregor's, I don't know if he's still in MMA mentally. Yeah. I think he's checked out. I think he's got so much other crap going on with all his, you know, his whiskey and whatever lawsuits he has coming against him, or whoever he's trying to talk shit about on social media and all this stuff. I don't think he's in it mentally.
Yeah, I kind of like it. We're getting plus money. No, they made what's his name fit.
No, McGregor's the dog at
plus 105. Vegas is always right. That means Poirier should win, right? Why would they make
Poirier's minus 135?
They want to bring in the McGregor money. Vegas does, right? To make him a plus, mm-hmm. dude.
That's why it's plus 105. Everybody's like, oh, dude, come on. It's so close to even. Throw your money on McGregor. And people love McGregor. People are going to bet McGregor just for the name, you know? Oh,
of course.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I loved McGregor in his heyday. I mean, who didn't? I still love him.
I still want to watch
it. I still love him. I don't know if he wins this fight, though.
Well, we'll see. Now, I mean, Saturday night turn into – no, we'll have that soccer, too, and then do Sunday. Over under what time, dude?
You know what?
They better open early for us.
They open at 10. I've already looked. Already checked. Okay. I'm a pro, bro. I'm a pro. I checked it already. They open at 10. I'm in this for the long haul. I'm planning on getting there early. I'm just gonna stake out the place. I'm gonna stake claim to just a whole wing of the bar section, and then just go from there.
You start with waters at 10, right?
Waters at 10. Game starts at noon, so we'll probably start the bottomless right around 11:30. We'll get some wings at halftime.
Tequila shots by after they win.
Each Italy goal, tequila shots.
Monday morning's gonna be rough.
Oh yeah, I'm, but it's okay though. I'm preparing for it. That's why I'm gonna pay. You know what? It's a marathon, not a sprint. I'm pacing myself Friday, Saturday.
That's true. We gotta keep it easy for the McGregor fight. Easy Friday night.
Word of the weekend is hydration. That's what we're gonna be focused on. Hydration. We're gonna pre-hydrate.
More water, less beer until Sunday, right?
Get the liquid IVs in you starting early. Friday, we're starting with the liquid IVs. Just got a fresh 30 pack from Costco.
I love it. We'll be back Monday to talk about it. Monday, Tuesday. Probably Tuesday, because Monday we're going to be hungover for the Italy win. So,
and you know what? Depending, actually, you know what? I think we play it by ear. If Italy wins,
You'll talk Sunday night. You'll do Sunday.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I'll record from my phone walking down San Fernando.
If he loses, you need a few days, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Okay. I'm calling in sick on Monday and Tuesday if they lose.
Deal.
Taking mental health days.
deal. All right, bro.
All right, man. We will we'll reconvene. We got a big sports weekend. I'm excited.
Yeah, we do. All right, man. Let's go. Man. Italy and Dodgers. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Boom.
And Messi.
And Messi, yes.
Later.
Later.